It's only the first week of September, and the pandemic is already upending the school year. In Arizona, coronavirus outbreaks are forcing thousands of children and teachers to quarantine. In Georgia, many districts that began classes in person switched back to remote learning after the virus spread. And in Oregon, some districts delayed the start of the school year after teachers were exposed to possible infection. School nurses are often on the front lines of these challenges, and we are joined now by three of them. Catherine Burge is in Tampa, Florida. Eileen Gavin is in Monmouth County in New Jersey. And Rebecca Sposato is with Denver Public Schools in Colorado. Good to have all three of you here.
Thank you for inviting
me. Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
How has preparing for this school year compared to last year? I mean, we now have vaccines, but we also have the much more contagious Delta variant.
This is Rebecca. I remember in May looking, when I was closing out my office, looking at my cabinet of excessive cleaning supplies and masks going, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
You know, won't need those anymore.
I honestly thought we were trending down in our COVID numbers, trending up in our vaccine numbers, and I thought the worst was over. Our district and myself started to realize, you know, in August that we were trending up again, and we are all hands on deck about keeping COVID mitigated in our schools.
So that's a view from Colorado. What about in Florida and New Jersey?
I can say in Tampa, we have already started school throughout the state, in Florida as well. We went back beginning of August. It's more overwhelming this year. We do not have the e-learning option as we had last year across the state. So we are now having more of our ESE special needs population come back, which require at times different medical procedures and treatments to be done on a daily basis in the clinic, as well as having our children come in for their daily medications, dealing with COVID and dealing with just everything else that school nurses do, our health screenings and all, with pretty much, we're talking about a skeleton crew. School nursing, it has a shortage to begin with, and this is just making it that much harder for all of us.
Eileen, what does it look like from New Jersey where you are?
I think last year I had said school nurses felt like the weight of the pandemic was on their shoulders. We're on our knees now with the weight of the pandemic on our shoulders. It really is a lot to bear. We are the only healthcare professional in the schools, and we have input and weigh in on so many things.
As the healthcare professionals who are embedded in the schools, do you feel like you are also on the front lines of the debates over mask mandates and vaccination policies? Are you clashing with parents, other teachers, students, administrators about that?
I feel that Denver proper is very pro-mask, but I know some of the surrounding counties are having much more heated discussions about people resisting mask mandates.
Catherine, what's your experience been in Florida?
We had a ruling last Friday stating that our governor had overstepped his boundaries in not allowing masks in school. So we're dealing with the repercussions of that right now. We have your counties that are for masks, your counties are that are for against masks, and then you have everything in between where counties are split on that. So we want to be a resource for parents. We don't want to have those nasty words or fights or debates or anything along those lines with them. We are a resource for them, and open communication, I think, is key at this point.
Eileen?
I really spend a lot of time with parents that come to me and help them shift through the noise and the misinformation and give them valid resources so they can make an informed decision to keep their child healthy and safe.
Catherine, I know your district in Florida had to isolate or quarantine more than 13,000 students and staff, and over 2,500 tested positive. Can you walk us through where things stand now and how serious this was?
So currently where we're at is that we do have a mask mandate with a health opt-out from a healthcare provider, can sign a waiver for that. Our numbers are high. They're high across the state. So that led to having an emergency meeting to have a mask mandate issued in our county. So we're dealing with COVID on the front lines every day. It's a serious manifestation that is just overwhelming the district, the state, everybody.
Rebecca, what's it like for you to hear about what Catherine is facing in Florida?
I think it's important that it indicates why we need to be following the health guidelines and scientific evidence on this. The health guidelines work.
We've heard so much during this pandemic about burnout among doctors and nurses. And even though you're not working in ICUs, you are still on the front lines of this crisis. How are you all holding up?
I do have to say there's a picture of a parking sign and it says parking for school nurse only. And it's all dented and beat up and faded. And it really does give that imagery of how we are feeling. But we really rely on our colleagues and our associations to support us through another year. It's kind of like Groundhog Day, another year of contact tracing and vaccinating and kind of leading the kids back to school, you know, safely. So I do think we are traumatized, you know, to use that term, we are traumatized. And we, just like the children are, just like the teachers have, just like everybody has been with the pandemic, and just like our front workers in the hospital have, we do continue to do our job. We show up and we continue to do our job, but we are feeling it.
Catherine, Rebecca?
This is Catherine. I'd have to agree with Eileen again on this, that school nurses are our biggest cheerleaders. We champion and cheerlead ourselves to each other and stuff. And I think that that's truly important, that we know that we're not alone. We've always been there for each other, but now during this time more than ever, it's important.
This is Rebecca. I have said for the past 7 years, I got the best job in the world. I'm a school nurse. And I still say that. And I still mean that. But we are the only health officer for the entire building. And so many of us, we are just a one-person show. And the stakes are real this year.
What's your greatest fear or concern about the year ahead?
My greatest fear is that one of the mutations is going to outflank the vaccine. And we will see steeper, higher numbers of COVID being present in our community.
Eileen?
My biggest fear is closure, school closure. Kids need to be in school. We need to be in school. And, you know, putting all those layers of protection in place that they continue to work, you know, we need to kind of stand firm with that so that we can keep our schools open for our kids.
Catherine?
School closures are absolutely on everyone's mind. In addition, I also fear for our nurses and their safety and well-being, that we are going to get burnt out, that, you know, hopefully we can get through this again like we did last year.
Well, thanks to all three of you for being there for students and for talking with us about it. And good luck in the year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you so much.
That's Catherine Burge of Tampa, Florida, Eileen Gavin of Monmouth County, New Jersey, and Rebecca Sposato of Denver Public Schools in Colorado.